For those of us who served with him as governors, we're shocked that he's been such a poor candidate. Because he was a good governor. He was a good governor. He did some very impressive things. And he's made every mistake in the book. So you can't just subscribe to the fact that President Obama has been a good candidate. He's a good candidate with a very tough economy.
But to some extent, those were problems that were hard for him to overcome. I mean, the way he could have humanized himself, one of the ways was to talk about his religion. That was very difficult during the course of this campaign with a conservative evangelical base that was suspicious of Mormonism. The other thing he could have done was to talk about his record of governor. Well, one of the main things of his record of governor was health care reform in Massachusetts. That also was very hard for him to do.
He's talking about it now. He should have talked about it earlier. It's a big achievement to cover 98% of the people.
But let's put this in the context of the debates, Chuck. Yeah. Are you surprised that Christie has decided, and do you think the campaign, the Romney campaign, is pleased with him saying, hey, first debate hits it out of the park. Thursday morning, things are going to be totally different.
Thank you, Chris Christie, though, for at least actually making the quote, whatever you want to call it, the gaffe, the honest gaffe. The fact of the matter is that has to be what happens after this first debate. The narrative has to change. The polls have to move. Romney has to clobber the president in the first debate.
If they don't move, it's over.
Right. So in many ways, are they happy with it? I kind of think they needed the pep talk. Okay, I think the base needs a pep talk. They need to think that they have confidence in their guy, that he can stand toe-to-toe with the president. Now, I think this idea that they're both sides playing this ridiculous expectations game, another thing, I don't think either one of them are great one-on-one debaters. Okay, Romney hasn't proven that he's good on the second pivot, the second time you challenge, on the follow. That's where he made his mistakes during the primary debates. Mm-hmm. And Obama has a tendency to ramble. I think that's going to be interesting.
I think, I look, I,